This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Get this a pickup that gets 30 miles a gallon. Canyon diesels, and they've got some for you. Plus, plenty of program cars with under 10,000 miles. Check it out. Shop, click, and drive at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Six past the hour. Welcome to hour two of What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition on the program. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Got some open phone time in this segment, so tell me what's on your mind. Let's get to it today on the program, okay? Grant in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. My question and concern is what leadership is going to be coming down the pipeline after Trump is gone, and what's our next choice? Because it's kind of scary what you're seeing.
Do you mean after the Trump era? Are you saying like,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
He's reelected in 2020, who replaces him?
Exactly.
First of all, I think he'll be reelected. Do you?
Yeah.
I do too. But now, what about Mike Pence? You don't see Mike Pence as an heir apparent?
I mean, maybe it'll be like the Reagan and the Bush thing where he does get elected because of great, you know, if we still have great numbers, that's just it. Every time we have an economic report, it's better than it was 4 years ago. And no one is covering that as heavy as they should be. Instead, we get this, you know, horse and pony show of just continually questioning, can't let it go, still sad and sorry that, you know, they lost. So that's just it is.
Here's my take. We have a mess of a country right now, and I think what Donald Trump has done is as consequential as the founding fathers in the way of exposing a swamp. You know what I mean? In other words, they designed a document that is just takes your breath away in its genius, right? And said, here's anticipating things you can't possibly anticipate. That was genius. I think Trump is his own genius, and it is in exposing the the swamp. And also, by the way, just doing what he did is unheard of. Now, I happen to believe the reason he was able to do what he did, in other words, knock off 16 Republicans and knock off the Clinton machine and then fight, now we know, the FBI and the intelligence community and everything else they were trying to throw at him, right? And he won. He beat all those odds as a neophyte politically. Never been in the political game before. So, and I think the reason he was able to do it is it's a mess. It's an absolute swamp driven mess, and I could go into a million examples that you've heard before. However, fighting a swamp, being the guy that's at the top, just swinging every day, I don't know if the American people could take Donald Trump's just the fight. I think the American people would tire of the fight after 8 years. So I actually think he's got work to do. I think he'll get reelected just because of his policies working, like in the economy and the border and other things that he's taken on straight on. And I think Mike Pence is the perfect kind of person right behind him because from an ideological standpoint, he's dead on with Donald Trump in 90% of the key issues. What he's not is a screamer. He's not going to jump up and down and do the battle the way Donald Trump does, which I think is great. It's what's needed right now. But I'm just saying, I don't know that the American people have the stomach for that to be kind of the next Donald Trump. Does that make any sense?
It does. But how are we ever going to get these guys to work with Trump on any? Because it just seems like we've been stalling for 2 years. It feels like, right? But, you know, things have happened, but it's just like continuance, even though things have been shown that nothing was true.
So yeah, it's a good question. I don't know the answer to how the, you know, other than, you know, seeing the reality in an economy that's working and everything else thing. That's why I said earlier, if I were a Democrat running for president right now out of this field of 24 or whatever, I would distinguish myself by saying, I'm not going to talk about Donald Trump. I'm going to talk about my policies and how I think the American people would be better. The American people can decide whether Donald Trump ought to be president. They have enough information about this guy. I'm talking about what I'm for. I'd try that. I would, because I got to think, other than the crazies, and I mean that affectionately, you know, the people that are just so, the ones that were screaming bloody murder when Hillary lost, that's a crazy, okay? That's somebody so far out there that you're never going to win them over. But I think there's a lot of people that don't engage in that sort of political gamesmanship that I would think would say, gosh, that'd be great. And then if that happened, Grant, then, you know, some more people would have to wake up and say, hey, maybe I can't be this way. Maybe I need to, you know, find a way to work together or find compromises or get things done. I don't know. I just think we could pick out 435 better members of Congress by and large out of the phone book, you know.
Right.
Keep a few, but we could use a clean slate. It's a tough one.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the conversation. I appreciate it. I don't know the answer to it. I do know that if you don't have to worry about getting reelected, you can be as crazy as you want to be. And that's a big part of the problem right now. Richard in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, I like Mike Pence. A couple things to keep in mind. Donald Trump, even though he ran as a Republican, he did not have the Republican Party behind him. Pence is probably a little bit closer to the Republican Party, but I think because of his, you know, running with Trump, that the Republican Party, you're going to have a good chunk of that, is going to be never Pencer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't want to continue the Trump legacy.
True.
But if you want Pence to win, are you ready for it?
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
Pence Owens. Candace Owens for vice president.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Yeah,
that
she's
would
something
be great.
Else.
That he would win, period. It would be another, you know, 2016 election. The people would come out in droves. Because, yes, you know, Pence is beholden to the Republican Party, but Candace Owens will keep him straight.
Exactly right. Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, some of those other folks from Turning Point USA, they're on college campuses right now standing up for conservative principles and being threatened with violence. It's you can't even believe it. I mean, we are in such a very odd place. I don't get it. Texter just said, I love Candace Owens. So she liked your running mate pick.
What could the Democrat Party say against Candace Owens? She's a woman and she's black.
Oh, they'd find something. You know, no.
They'd find
no,
something, but
yeah,
off the reservation, you know, that kind of thing. But
right, yeah, Uncle Tom or Auntie Tom, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I appreciate it, Richard. Thank you for the call. Texter says, Stalin took care of his swamp in the 30s. That was called the Great Purge. The complaining stopped. Yeah, well, thankfully, we're America, right? We are America. Gary in Rapid City, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't heard this name tossed about yet, but I would just love to see Kellyanne Conway get in this.
You'd like to see her get in this as in the race for president?
Kellyanne Conway, 2024. Yep.
All right. She's a fighter, isn't she?
She is, and she could easily carry on what President Trump has started.
Appreciate that, Gary. Thanks a bunch. Texter says the Democrats keep asking for the unredacted Mueller report yesterday. On Rush, he said there is an unredacted report in a secure room, and only two Republicans have looked at the report, and not one Democrat has looked at the report. I heard Nadler wouldn't look at it. I think the number's 12. The 12 can look at it, and you're right. It's there. I've heard it. It was brought up yesterday in the hearing, too, but it's not good enough. See, again, they want the unredacted report. The attorney general says here it's unredacted except for the grand jury material. Typical of intelligence information has to be handled sensitively. So they put it in a secure room and you can't bring your phone in. You can't take notes and all that, but you can see it. Well, then it's not good enough. See that? So no matter what, if you said, well, you know, every member of Congress is can see it, but they just have to go in this room. No, that's not good. I want to take it home. I want to sleep with it. You know, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. What did I miss here? I was traveling yesterday, says this texter, and I was able to listen to much of the testimony. At first, I was amazed and angry by the stupidity of the left and their actions. And then I was just sad and fearful for our country. I know what you're saying. So I started the day today. The Democrats yesterday and today look like losers in a high school nut fight. Instead of watching TV, I listen to McCoy Ministries. Well, sometimes you just got to find a way to, and today would be a good day because it's a National Day of Prayer. Pence Owens, 2024. I think we have something building here, folks. I think we're building big time. Yeah. Say, I'm hoping that summer comes sometime soon. I don't know about you. And when it does, I'm going to be stocked up on all those great brats from Schweitzer's. And I encourage you to as well, because Schweitzer's has everything you need for barbecue season. And they also have some of the best steaks you'll ever put on the grill. Do you know why they're the best steaks you'll ever put on a grill? Let me tell you why. North Dakota raised beef. That's why. That's what I'm talking about, okay? You're going to Schweitzer's, ask for some of that great sausage, too. You tell them, hey, Scott sent me. And they'll give you a little discount right there at checkout. Between Runnings and Dan's Supermarket off Washington, Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, tell them Scott sent ya.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My heart says do, right now it's pointing at you. Hey girl, you're tugging on my heartstrings. Well, I've seen everything I thought I heard my heart say.
That kind of what's on your mind. We're going to talk a little bit about severe winter weather Awareness Week.
What? 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 What?
What did I say? Winter? Severe summer weather.
Well, I mean, yeah. We had, you know, it was 24 degrees this morning, so, I mean, we had winter.
I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
We could talk about winter, but I'd have to put my other hat on. So.
Yeah, with the flaps and the little buckle on the bottom and the whole deal there. Yeah,
he put that cap back in the attic, thinking he wouldn't need it anymore for a while. But
we're going to talk weather in just a moment here, and before we have J.P. Martin from the National Weather Service talk about summer severe weather awareness, I'm going to make him sign in blood that we're actually going to have summer. So before we can, you know, talk about severe weather, we've got to have
serious here.
Yeah,
can we use Todd's blood?
Yeah, sure. All right. You can use Todd's blood, and then you can sign. There you go.
Wait a minute. I got a better idea. How about chicken blood, since that chicken's the thing of the day
next to the
U.S. House?
But let me first tell you about when it gets hot or when it gets cold. It is very nice to have a warm home or a cool home, right? I mean, you have 100-degree temps, not unusual. That's life or death in North Dakota. The power, very essential on a hot, hot day. Same thing in the middle of a polar vortex, right? Your home being warm is life or death. Thank the coal industry. It's the folks that have been toiling for decades in this industry in North Dakota that bring you affordable, reliable energy every single day. I don't know about you, but I want it to continue. So find out more about how you can help that effort at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Todd's going green. He's getting a Tesla. Guess how that's going to get, fueled, Todd?
Hey, clean, those are quiet and coal. Fast. I'll give you that one. And exactly.
Clean, beautiful coal. He's not actually
putting a big bumper
Tesla
sticker on. I support the coal industry.
Yeah, exactly right. I took a picture with one the other day, and everybody said, "Well, you got a Tesla." No, I got a picture with one, you know. Sort of like all I got is a T-shirt. Somebody else has it. Jason Bohr has the Tesla, you know. I got the picture. Anyway, 22 past the hour, and John Paul Martin is here, one of our favorites from the Bismarck office of the National Weather Service. Nice to have you, sir.
Good to be with you.
I won't actually make you sign in blood, but I would like to know when we get sort of to normal. Like, you know, I'm kind of fond of normal, and we're below
this
normal.
This isn't normal.
We're coming on here these next few days. It's going to be much better than what we've had, say, the past 2 weeks.
So at least normal temperatures, huh?
Normal temperatures, yeah. We're looking at 50s and 60s, so that's right in there for that first week of May into the second week of May, and looking pretty good. I think we're past all this nastiness now, at least hopefully so. Those folks in the northwest part of the state, north central, along that Canadian border, boy, they're hoping we're done with it.
I bet that, no kidding, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It just goes on and on and on, and very tough on our farmers and ranchers, really just delays and, you know,
the
challenges.
I'm sure the Wildman folks loved having all that standing water and then a foot or two of snow on top of that.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
So if summer's actually going to come, that's a good thing, but it also means summer severe weather, and this is Summer Severe Weather Awareness Week. What do you want us to know?
Right, Scott, the whole idea here of this week is to get us thinking less about the snow and the blizzards and the wind chill and more about what's absolutely guaranteed to happen this summer, and that is large hail, high wind, maybe some flash flooding, and likely some tornadoes, as we get every year in North Dakota. On average, about 24 tornadoes every year in North Dakota now. Most of those, I'll grant you, most of those are on the weak end of the scale, you know, the zeros and the ones. Most of those don't hit anything, but absolutely they can be destructive, as we saw in Watford City last year and in Watford City 4 years, 5 years ago on Memorial Day 5 years ago. So absolutely we need to get ready for what's to come.
So what kind of trends have we been seeing? I know everybody loves to think that Armageddon is coming with global warming, but just in North Dakota, as far as, you know, are you seeing any trends related to the weather that would say more tornadoes than usual, more thunderstorms than usual? What's your take there?
You know, here's what the interesting thing about that. You know, statistics, we have to be careful with numbers, right? Because we can do things with numbers. You can change numbers any old way you want to get the result you want. But here's what we're noticing we're hearing more about the hail, the high wind, tornadoes. Not only are we hearing about a tornado, but we're seeing a picture of it, right? People are out there with their phones to get pictures. The thing is, I'm not convinced we're getting more of these things. What I think's happening is we're hearing about it today. Whereas 20 years ago, there may have been a tornado. You went out to the coffee shop in the morning. You told your, you know, friend you saw this tornado, but that was the end of it. The Weather Service never heard about it. Today, if there's a tornado, people are seeing it with their phones, taking pictures, and we're knowing that it's there. So I'm not convinced we're getting more severe weather. I'm just convinced that we're hearing about it more.
Which would make sense, I guess, yep. in a super-connected world that we live in, right? I mean, every time there's hail any corner of North Dakota, I could probably find a photo of the hail on social media.
Well, and you know, Scott, the thing is, especially let's focus on the western part of the state for just a second. You know, more people there now, right? So more people, chances are somebody's going to see something, the hail, the wind damage, the tornado, and they're going to report it now. More people, more reports. Again, I think that's what's happening there.
There is inevitably, when there are warnings, people say, well, there's a warning, nothing happened, next time I hear a warning, I guess I won't pay that much of attention. Tell us what trips that trigger. When you guys decide to issue a thunderstorm warning, a tornado warning, why we need to take that seriously?
You know, number one tool we use for that, Scott, is the Doppler weather radar. Weather radar is a very, very important tool. We've got a lot of great tools at the National Weather Service. One of the best ones we have is that radar. And that radar is not a camera, right? It does not see anything, but it indicates things, right? Radar sends energy out, and then it listens. When that energy hits something like a raindrop, a snowflake, a hailstone, energy comes back to the radar, and then it paints a picture for us. And based on that data, the intensity of the energy coming back, we can determine is that a raindrop or a hailstone, and then get an idea of the size and issue warnings based on that. It's important that people take these warnings seriously because a lot goes into that warning. The easy part is actually pushing the button on the warning. The hard part is the decision. And we don't want to falsely alarm people, right? Because if we issue too many warnings and there's no event, we issue a warning for a tornado and there's no tornado, that desensitizes people. Next time, like you said, next time they're going to say, well, they issued the warning last week, there was nothing, I'm not going to do anything this time about it. You have to know that a lot goes in, and it's a team effort at the Weather Service. It's not one meteorologist making that decision. It's a team of two, sometimes three, on those big decisions.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to tell us about this coming summer and the severe weather awareness?
You know, one thing I want to make sure we have a lot of respect for that I think we've kind of lost respect for is lightning, right? Lightning is a killer. And years ago, about 50 people each year in the United States were dying from lightning strike. About 50 people. That number is down to about 35 now, if you look at the past 10 years or so. But still, be careful of that lightning. Respect lightning.
Very good points. Great to catch up with you, JP. Thanks for the time. Always appreciate the access we get to you folks at the National Weather Service, both Bismarck Grand Forks offices. Great to work with, and we appreciate you helping us inform our listeners.
Thanks for the time, Scott. Appreciate it.
You bet. Some things to remember as we get into the summer, severe weather season. I'm almost wanting it to be here. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbraddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation lasts only about 15 minutes when the witness, Attorney General Bill Barr, is a no-show. Barr refusing to testify because of a dispute with Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee. The chairman, Democrat Jerry Nadler, said this was the reason the AG was a no-show.
He objects to the prospect of answering questions by staff counsel, and to the possibility that we may go into executive session to discuss certain sensitive topics.
The Justice Department called the requirement that staff lawyers question Barr inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. A Louisiana man accused of burning three churches will be in court today. 21-year-old Holden Matthews arrested for allegedly burning the three black churches in late March and early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by High Plains Apache. Trust me on this one thing. It won't be long. It won't be long. It will happen. There will be a growing season. It's going to happen. And when it does, this year, yes, I should add that. You're right.
Yeah.
When it does happen, you want to have an Apache sprayer ready to go. Because you're going to be in the field when others aren't. That's the bottom line. Take a look at those 2019s. Woo! A new 40 series. Nice. They have a new look, new features. Financing and leasing available on the sprayers. High Plains Apache. They have some used sprayers too, by the way. Call them Mandan 663-2375 right by Culver's. Or exit 60 on I-29 south of Fargo, Frontier. Take that exit right across from the Walmart. Or online at highplainsapache.com. So we spent a lot of time talking about the legislative session this year, and now that it is over, we can talk about the wins, the losses, what happened, what didn't. By the way, another reminder that Governor Burgum will join us tomorrow on the program. We actually are taping an interview with the governor later today for air tomorrow, which is why I'd love your questions today before 1 o'clock this afternoon, 701-367-2054 to text me your question, 701-367-2054, or you can call us at 855-200-1776. Leave a message with your question that way, either way, or email me, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Governor Burgum has signed the remaining 53 bills from the recently adjourned 2019 session. He did exercise his veto authority on one additional bill. That was related to the legacy fund. I'll just read you the letter on that. I vetoed Section 19, pursuant to Article 5, Section 9 of the North Dakota Constitution, recognition of legacy fund earnings for budget purposes. Senate Bill 2015 is where Section 19 was. The governor says it circumvents constitutional requirements for legacy fund earnings and ignores all generally accepted accounting principles by failing to recognize the earnings in the biennium in which they are received. The people of North Dakota spoke clearly when they approved the legacy fund measure in 2010, instructing, as outlined in Article 10, Section 26 of the North Dakota Constitution, that the state treasurer She'll transfer earnings of the North Dakota Legacy Fund accruing to the State General Fund at the end of each biennium. Section 19 manipulates the recognition of state revenues, which artificially reduces the balance of the general fund by hundreds of millions of dollars. It misleads legislators tasked with voting on appropriation bills and taxpayers who deserve to know the true financial status of the state. For the reasons stated above, Section 19 of Section Bill 2015, Senate Bill 2015, rather, is vetoed. Signed, Governor Doug Burgum. Okay, so that's the news today on that front. We'll talk with him more about that on tomorrow's program and welcome your questions for him. Right now, I want to focus a little on the ag side of things and how agriculture fared at the legislative session. Pete Hannibin is the Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Scott. It's nice to be with you this morning. I'm joined by my colleague, Emery Grotberg, Emery Melhoff. Melhoff, I should say. She's recently married, so I still use her maiden name. And I want to go back to your Apache sprayers. You know, those were from near my hometown. They're made in Mooresville, Indiana, and that was 20 miles south of where I grew up, and they were big rivals in our sports life back in Indiana. So, you know, that's a 40 years ago flashback, but it's
I'm bringing you back. Yeah.
Small business developed by farmers in that state, and they come out here to the Plain States and they're fabulous sprayers, and so I'll give them kudos and say that's a great product from a small town in Indiana that has made a home for itself in North Dakota, just like me.
I love it. Emery, yeah. Welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to see you this morning.
Yes. Now, Emery, are your parents Dwight and Allison?
Yep, that's right. Dwight, my dad, ran for Senate against Kent Conrad several years ago, as well as Larry Robinson back in 2008. So I have a great conservative political background, and I'm very proud that they're my parents, and I farm now just south of where they live, and I just married a rancher, and we have 300 cows in Spiritwood. So keeping the farming and the politics in the family here.
That's awesome. Well, your folks are great, great people. You tell them hi for me, okay?
I sure will.
Yeah. So if you had to issue a grade on behalf of agriculture and the members of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, how did the legislative session turn out, Pete?
I'd give us an A-minus, maybe a B-plus, but I grade on a curve a little bit. Thank God for that in my college career. And so I'd give us an A-minus legitimately because we had an awful lot of success and very few disappointments. I would say going back and looking at previous sessions, you know, the spending levels in 15 and then the comeuppance in 17 and trying to be a little more legitimate about spending what we could afford to spend versus this session. It's been a leveling and been pretty good. Going into the session, we had some concerns. Obviously, there was at least one group that was looking at taking away the farm home exemption, and we kind of fought that off and made an adjustment to that. And you look at investment in our future for ag research and extension things and things that we're all concerned with. Infrastructure things going forward, those were pretty moderate increases. And so, you know, when you think about an overall budget coming in at 8%+ increase, that's not too huge. And then along the way, the regulatory things that we'll talk about in a minute, we did very well in that regard. And so it was a very good session for us, looking out for our members and implementing our Farm Bureau policy. And we think it's policy that will help all of production, modern agriculture in North Dakota.
Emery, what did you see as a highlight?
Well, Scott, I saw the maintaining and the preservation of the farm home exemption. One of the things that we were concerned about was that the Association of Counties had come out with a resolution saying that they would like to do away with the farm home exemption. And so that was one of our concerns coming into it. You know, our rural people out there and our rural farmers, they work hard and they pay a lot of property tax. And so it's nice to have that little extra bonus on the farm home. But we actually saw that preserved and strengthened this session. It was recalculated to fit the IRS definition. There had been some changes to the federal tax code that could potentially make you lose your farm home exemption if you traded a piece of equipment or vehicle, which happens in farming and ranching fairly frequently. So we were excited about that, and that was one of the successes that we saw.
One issue that popped up sort of intermittently throughout the session, and I'm not even 100% sure how it totally resolved. I heard there was some, some efforts to get at it. But, you know, we hear a lot from landowners who are perplexed that the burden is on them to post their land if they don't want trespassers. And Dapple sort of brought that to the forefront to say that can be dangerous. Obviously, the hunting community is very robust in their political influence, and they're not fond of the change. I thought they came up with a pretty good compromise to say we're going to virtually do this through an app, and you know, if somebody doesn't participate, it'll remain the same. Nothing will change for you, but otherwise you have the option of this red, green, or yellow and effort to go there. What happened, Pete? Where'd that shake out?
Well, that was our one disappointment, that Senate Bill 2315 did fail in the final analysis. You know, 2 years ago, we couldn't get it out of the Senate, and the concept, at least, out of the Senate. And this year, it came out of the Senate, passed the House with some changes, and then went back to the Senate. When it went through the conference process, the conference report passed the Senate the second time. But then the conference report failed in the House by a short number. And so that was extremely disappointing. The landowner groups, if I could just generalize all the ag groups into that, landowner groups were unified in asking for some change. And we felt the ag groups compromised time and time again, and that the folks on the opposite side of the opinion did not compromise very much. At the end, they came in and said that they would be okay with the passage, but at that point, I think most people had drawn a line in the sand in the House, and it was going to be hard to get more than just one past half the votes to pass it. So it failed, but we end up with a study eventually in another bill, and so the study process will go forward. So that's, you know, a little bit of success, but in reality, we're still putting the burden on landowners to tell people that you should not trespass and that you should honor my private property rights. People in town, I guess, don't understand the idea that if you're a landowner, you know, your backyard is your property. It's also your business. And it seems hard to understand that I couldn't, if you had a 10-acre warehouse, I couldn't just walk into your 10-acre warehouse and make myself at home and wander around. And yet, 10 acres in your backyard that happens to be a feedlot or whatever else is open for walking around. And so that's a problem. And why should we have to have the burden of putting up signs that say you are not allowed to trespass here without my permission? I think overall, landowners welcome hunters by and large. And that relationship has maybe been hurt with the way the hunting community dealt with this issue this session. So we'll see how it all falls out with how landowners react to the way the hunting community treated landowners in this session.
Is the study thing a way to sort of make a problem go away, or is this a study something that we're okay? Let's figure out why it didn't make it, what the and really drill down, and then next session increase its chances.
Well, I think the study was an attempt to pacify the land groups. It was actually brought up on the floor when the debate was going on, 2315. It is something, I guess, it does bring all members to the table to talk about. But, you know, it's something that we would have liked to see. We believe that this has been studied over and over and over again by farmers and members of the government. And but, you know, it is something, at least the conversation will happen again next session, and maybe we can get somewhere then.
Inevitably,
I feel like the study doesn't have enough of a hammer in it to force everyone to negotiate in good faith. And from our perspective, the ag groups negotiated in good faith, and that wasn't always the case from the other side. So there is not enough to force the opposition to negotiate in good faith. We know for sure that you know, they were sending out things saying contact your legislator and talking about bills that weren't even on the table. It was things that had been discussed weeks before. And so we hope that we can negotiate in good faith on this issue and get it back to where it needs to be for the protection of private property rights.
You're saying the opponents of this weren't negotiating in good faith because they were scaring citizens about things that would be in the bill that weren't actually in the bill. Is that what you're saying?
I would say there was a lot of hype involved.
A lot of hype. I got it. All right. More after this with our guest from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is a company that keeps coming up with great innovations. They really do. The pillow itself is revolutionary. Changed my life. I'm like Linus now. I bring that thing everywhere. Linus had the blanket. I have the pillow. Because, you know, when especially the neck, you know, you can end up with tossing and turning if the neck isn't just right. And they have this perfect way where the pillow conforms to you. It conforms to you. We're all different. And I love it. But there's more than the pillow now. There's the Giza sheets. There's also this mattress topper, which is really incredible. This is a product right now, by the way, 30% off, and they throw in two free standard My Pillows, absolutely free. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty. Wash and dry the cover, made in the USA, backed up with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no risk here, folks.
better night's sleep on the way. MyPillow.com. Call them today. Back with more of our conversation with Pete Hanaba, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and Emery Melhoff is here. She's the Public Policy Liaison for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're talking about the legislative session and the recap. Anything else you want to cover on the session itself? Any highlights, lowlights, well, anything else?
I would say one of our greatest successes is changing the definition for who can be a farming operation and allowing second cousins to farm together. Our anti-corporate farming structure in the state has allowed cousins to farm together, but now, particularly in the eastern side of the state, as settlement happened there 100 and some years ago, and now we have operations where second cousins are still on the farm in the operation together, and we think this is a great success. Emery's our resident farmer, and I'll let her talk a little bit more about how that can affect folks that are in the farming, generationally farming operation.
Yes, Scott. Well, I'm a fifth-generation farmer, so just the idea that I and my second cousin, who, you know, my dad and my cousin could potentially be farming together and in a corporation, the idea that me and my second cousin couldn't is just ridiculous. And we were excited to see this bill pass and this change made. We have a family, a member family, the Gallaghers, out in the east side of the state, who they're in this very situation where their dads are cousins and they're farming together, and they're second cousins, and they'd like to farm together and continue on the family business and the family structure, and they haven't been able to. But with the passage of this bill, they will now legally be able to continue that farm structure together, and they won't have to dissolve and weaken that structure. So really nice, gentlemen. This is a huge success for North Dakota and the future of our farms.
It kind of tends to point out the hypocrisy in our system in that, you know, a corporation doesn't have to be some New York entity with a board of directors out of state. This is a family operation right here in North Dakota, where dads are cousins and the sons or nephews, however it all works out, want to farm together, want to keep the business structure together that they have for the succession planning abilities that a corporation allows them, for the management of it, tax management of it, and all that. And they're relatively small farmers in acreage when you think about it. And yet the state government is in the business, apparently, of telling them what their business structure should be. And so we've at least helped that for the next generation. We'll have to see how we have to address it going forward. And then we had one other success. If you want to transition, we'll talk about our success that we had with livestock zoning. This state is woefully behind our neighbors in the amount of livestock that we feed in our state. And we raise corn, we raise soybeans, we raise other cereal grains that can be feedstuffs for our livestock, and yet we ship our calves south and west and other places, and we have virtually no poultry or swine on feed in this state when you compare us to other states around us. The sad thing is the statistics from the Soybean Association would tell you that we rank 38th in soybean usage. There are a number of states ahead of us, and Vermont is better than us. We're 39th, they're 38th, if I misspoke. But they are better than us at using soybeans in Vermont. Obviously, they don't grow a lot of soybeans, but they have enough dairy cows, they have enough poultry, that they're feeding a lot more animals than we are in Vermont, and that's a sad state of affairs. We would hope to change that. Our bill doesn't change a whole lot, but it helps define some of the zoning regulations. There was a 2008 court case. The code has been in place for a long time. There's a 2008 court case that told local entities, whether it's the counties or the township, you know, here's where your authority stops. And unfortunately, in some places in this state, local entities of government have overstretched their authority, and it's caused problems and it's caused a lot of confusion. And we think that Senate Bill 2345 gets the code and the legal precedents on the same page so that there's no difference in how it's applied. And so when you look at a county as big as McKenzie County, it's bigger than the state of Delaware, and yet they don't have an animal feeding operation in that state and can't because of their local ordinances, which go far beyond what the code allows them to do. So we hope to address that and fix it so that in North Dakota we can actually feed some animals and not have the worry about the not in my backyard attitude. Feed some animals here, raise our basis so that corn and soybeans prices go up here. We don't have to worry about being dependent on foreign markets for our usage of our grains.
All right. This has been a fascinating update on the session. Thank you both for a good update from an organization with a good bunch of grassroots warriors behind them. I mean, that grassroots effort is how good things like that get done, and a powerful outcome out of the session. Thanks to all the members of the North Dakota Farm Bureau engaging. Thank you both. Members, appreciate it very much.
Our members make all the difference. We appreciate
That's
it.
That's for sure. Yep.
They do.
Thank you.
All
right. We ran out of time today and didn't get a chance to play an excerpt from the National Day of Prayer. Tell you what, sign up for Noon News. Send me a note, scotth@flagfamily.com, and you'll have that excerpt in Noon News today, okay? God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Hey, friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner Pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources: fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.